And it may be interesting for someone listening to realize that carrying a program with you physically is not insane, given that this was in the 60s. And
there was no other way, because it was a program that only ran on IBM machines.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it wasn't portable. It was written in Fortran.
Okay.
But it was built for running on IBM. By the way, what's interesting, IBM computers at that time couldn't fit in a big program or all of a big program into memory.
Right.
So they used mag tapes for what was called chain tapes. So you would actually load the first part of the program, maybe the part that would read the data. You'd load that first, and then you'd read your data in, and then the operator would have to take the tape off and put another tape on. It would read maybe the main program in.
Yeah.
And I certainly remember when the program had finished running and it was ready to print, you would have to change the tape to the printing, the output tape, you know, things like that. So the resources were so restricted in memory and power, of course,